Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
And welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Chatty Bros are back, wow,
that's
baby.
That's the sound right there.
Mm-hmm.
That sound makes me feel some type of way.
Some type of way. And if you're wondering why I sound so, you know, just mysterious and cool, it's not because I've all of a sudden become Casanova. I lost my voice. So I'm going to be talking a little lower today.
And I'm just doing it to try to sound.
Yeah, amen.
Mysterious and cool.
Hey, man, I lost my voice, man.
And for solidarity, I'll pretend like I lost my voice with you.
Yeah, because you don't want me to feel. You don't want to make me feel bad. So
yeah.
You just go, hey, man.
We're going to do this whole episode like the whisper song.
ASMR episode dropping. Dude, how was Mexico?
Mexico was phenomenal.
Was it?
Yeah, it was too short.
7 days wasn't enough?
Too short of a trip. Not nearly long enough. We were missing it. Like day three, we were already missing it.
Oh, like when you were there or when you got back?
Yeah, no, when I was there, we were like actively mourning our trip.
You were mourning the fact that it will be over at some point.
Yeah, because we were like, this is just so good and so much fun and I can't believe that it has to come to an end.
That sounds amazing. So you just had a blast.
It was so much fun.
Incredible.
It was really fun. It was like Peter Pan style vacation. We were just like, from the moment we landed, we didn't wear shoes till we had to get back on the plane. And we only wore shirts. We only wore shirts to go surfing.
So it was just no, dude, that's,
otherwise, we wore shirts at night, but like literally you didn't have to.
It was like no shirts, no shoes, trunks, chilling all day long.
We were just tandem on a moped all weekend too, just ripping and dipping.
By the way, beeping. I saw you post that video. Bro, did you record that video on a flip phone from 1998? Holy shit. I don't even know how you get such bad quality.
It was a loss in quality, and he has a nice phone.
Bro,
I don't know
what
it was.
Footage. That's like footage when they upload of like people being attacked by snakes in the Amazon, and like,
dude,
they recorded it on a fucking like flip phone.
Dude, so weird. We were where we were at, like going through those mud puddles.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, oh, let's just go on an adventure and get out of town for the afternoon. And we'll just take the moped like down to some random little turnoff point.
Just cruise around.
So we looked for a cool beach and we found this road on Google Maps. And he's like, oh, look, it kind of connects from the highway. Like, we'll just go figure it out. Like, I don't know what kind of road it's going to be.
Right.
The road turns to sand and then turns to like a sand road through an estuary. So like,
what's an estuary?
Estuary is like, it's like a small, it's like an, like sort of like a, it's, well, there's like a lagoon. It's like a saltwater estuary. So it's like shallow.
you just use the word to describe the word.
Shallow
what
waters.
It is like a, it's an, the estuary is
you
like
have
an estuary actually.
Well, I have the picture in my head. I'm like trying to describe it.
Is it like a lagoon? Is it like a swamp? Is it like okay, got it.
Yeah. All right, very cool. Similar.
Got it.
So we're like riding through these roads and we're like, I was like, dude, what the fuck? Like, it doesn't look like anyone's been here in a while. And then we cross like this like very dilapidated, like, oh, there's a beach style restaurant over here. It's like, not anymore. Dude, by the way, that sign looks, sign right past that is like, warning, entering a crocodile area. And I was like, where the fuck are we again? And I'm like riding through this like grass road and I started just being convinced that we were going to come around the
and
corner.
And he's just the snapper of snappers is going to come at you.
Yeah. And then we had to like, it got too sandy and too close to the water to keep going. So we got off and we start walking through the area. And I was just like, for whatever reason, I was like, I've been in like zones where there's like animals, like been around like where bears are or like whatever.
Sure.
Moose, elk. The thought of like just wandering through crocodile country.
I think the
barefoot.
Dude, I think the reason why a crocodile is the most scary, a bear jumps on you and just like eats you, right?
Mm-hmm.
A snake.
Well, just like mauls you. I've seen the Revenant.
Right. They just like mangle you, right? What's terrifying about a crocodile is it grabs you and drags you to the depths.
Yeah,
right. Dude. So it's like the devil coming from hell and like grabbing you and then pulling you down to hell. Like imagine the view of like your friend is screaming as you're reaching out, and then like all of a sudden it's like darkness underwater, and you're being like, that is unreal,
dude. So I had to poo in this forest, like this thing.
That's the, okay.
And he's like, he just leaves.
He's like, I don't want to watch you poo.
Like, I was like, dude,
because you had the nervous shits. That's why.
Yeah, I was
you
like,
the nervous poop. It's like when you're high. It's like when you're doing what do you call it? Like not tag, but hide and go seek.
Yeah,
and you're like, fuck.
You give yourself away. You're just in the corner and all these.
The croc's like, what?
Dude, yeah. Okay. I was just freaked out in there. I was the scariest nature poop of my life. And then we got back, and then
How'd you wipe?
With this huge ass like jungle leaf.
Oh, that must have been rough. You definitely didn't get like a clean work.
No, I was also in my board shorts, so there's there's no buffer.
Right.
Whatever, dude, we figured it out.
You just dipped your ass in the water a little bit.
God, dude, I mean, there's so many fun stories. That's like a simple one, but that one was just scary. I got arrested.
Wait, what?
I got arrested while I was in Mexico.
Okay, okay. So I'm very curious on why.
I'm a criminal, bro.
I'm very curious on why. Okay, so actually arrested.
Yeah, actually arrested.
Like you got put in jail?
I got
or
taken
just
to,
into the car?
I got taken to
a facility.
The central jail.
Okay, what did you do?
You're not supposed to walk around on the beach at night.
Okay.
Where we're at. Like during the day, everything is totally chill. Past 8:30. 9 o'clock, when it's like starts to get into like people are pretty much just going onto the beach to like party.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of parties on the beach.
Yes.
Those are like bars and like dance spots in the sand. If you wander outside of one of those, it's like pretty much the shortest way to get arrested.
Okay.
So we just like, we went outside to piss. We didn't, there was like a 40 person line to go in the porta potties, like in the club, and we were just like, fuck that, we're just gonna go outside, we're just gonna go pee on the beach. Like, what are all these people doing? What idiots.
Yeah, like they don't get it.
We won't.
Little did they know, everyone gets it.
We go and fucking pee on the beach, and the moment I stop peeing, I get handcuffed.
Okay, I have something to tell you.
Yeah.
I've been arrested in Mexico pissing on the beach. I'm not fucking kidding you, dude. I'm not kidding you, bro.
How scared were you?
How
dude?
Insane is that? How insane is that, bro?
Yes.
It was my bachelor party.
Yes.
It was my bachelor party. And we were like swimming and surfing. And then I came out and I just thought like, oh, like no one was around anywhere. And I just like went to the bush and peed. And next thing you know, there's just like security guard standing over and he just goes, come with me.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wait, for peeing, bro? Like, slap me on the wrist.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a $50 fine. Like,
oh,
what?
They slap you on the wrist just with fucking handcuffs.
Dude, it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
See, I got lucky, though. So I didn't get taken back to a detention center. He cuffed me, put me in his car, and then, like...
He sold
so, like,
you
my
yourself?
Buddy had $100, and he was just like, will you take $100? He's like, yeah. Like, he did that. He did the whole thing for money anyway.
Damn, dude. You had a higher... They thought you were more dangerous than me. I got $70.
70? That's what you paid? Shit, or I just got taken advantage of.
I'm a cheap criminal, dude. Mine was not as chill as that.
Mm.
Mine was definitely not as chill as that. We were like drunk and it was the middle of the night.
And they were pissed.
And my friend speaks Spanish like much better. My Spanish is very simple. His Spanish is much better. And he just, basically the cop explained to him like what was going down. He's like, no, like we're arresting your friend. We're going to drive with him down to the central police station. We were, I was just like immediately, fuck. All of that, like, fuck that.
So then you were like being a little combative.
And so, well, it was just like, no, no, no,
okay.
No, 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 no. Okay. Like, we are not doing that. And we were like, dude, it's just like, what do you want? How much money do you want? And they're right. Like, no, if you want it like that, like that's exactly what we want. But you're going to buy them from Central. We're not going to do this
here. Like, we have a boss that takes that money. We don't take that money.
And I just remember my friend so desperate, and he had his voice. He goes, ¿Por qué no?
Why not?
Por favor. And he was like,
low. He was keeping it
and
low.
They flipped on his. They were like, fucking just like, that was the moment where I was like, everything's, this is, this just like, whatever chance there was of getting out of this, just done.
It, now, they didn't like him.
So they put me in the car and he won't let me sit on my own. He's like forces me to sit with his, like, he has his arm around me. And they're just like calling me names.
Like making fun of you.
Yeah, totally making fun of me. Calling me names. We just like drive down these dark roads. And I was just sketchy. Like,
they were trying to scare you.
Well, they didn't like deviate. They drove straight to the central station, but it was still like
sketchy roads.
The turns they're taking, dude, were just like, there's no way that there's a police station down this narrow ass road.
Yeah.
Anyway, we pulled up to the police station though, and then there was like all these other dudes there, also just on the same shit.
Like everyone's like pissed on the beach. What beach you piss on?
Yeah. And so I was like, whatever. Like it's gonna be mellow. It's just gonna wait for Andy to come get me.
Oh, so they didn't take you both?
No.
But he wasn't peeing too, or he was well. As
he
well.
Was, but they only but they arrested just knew, me.
Like, okay, well, if we you arrest them both, take both, no one
who's
will
gonna come get him.
Got it.
The whole point is to have to
get one of them so that one can pay him off.
They just got you know, I'm a hot commodity,
right?
So yeah, and then they're asking me, I'm like, it was just all kind of funny. But except then this is where I got really scared. Was he asked me like my occupation? I said I worked in a gym.
Sure. You just say like, no. You're no, like,
I want that low bail. I want that low bond. So they're like, oh, you put your birth date, all that stuff. And then he points to my name and he writes down the word year. And I was like, what? And he's like, year. You? Year. And I was like, am I about to do a year in prison, bro?
Because you're drunk, obviously, still. It probably wore off a little bit because of the adrenaline, but you're still a little drunk. And so he's like, 1 year for you. And you're like, what did you just say?
I was like,
who's going to do the bros episodes?
First thought. I was literally like, I went white. I wish I had video.
Because
like,
just for a moment you thought he's sentencing
dude.
You to a
I
year.
Was like, no. I literally said, no, 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 no. And he was like, no, like, Deanna's, yeah. What the actual fuck is happening right now? That was where my head went. I was like, no way. No, no fucking way.
So what was he trying to say to you?
How old was I? Oh. Which I was really confused by because I gave him my birth date. So he just wanted
he just
to know.
Wanted you to write down, yeah.
Oh my God, though. But he didn't. He said like he correct. He just said like Tienos años. Like
how many years?
Yeah, and before though he just said year. He like wrote it out and was like, "This is what the fuck
and you
did
thought
you
he
do
was
that?"
Like 1 year.
Oh my God, dude. That's the scared. I think that's the most scared thing I might have ever been in my whole life. Was right
just
there.
That
when he said,
3 seconds where you thought he was saying a year
done.
In jail.
It was done. I thought I saw, dude, I started seeing everything got real bright.
And then you were like, okay, more specifically, do we have rec time? And does that rec time include that surf spot I like? Like, let's get more realistic here.
What's food like?
Do they deliver that restaurant I was at?
Do we get roommates?
Yeah. Can I my buddy stay and like hang for a bit?
We get do you got guys tattoos in there and stuff?
And so then your buddy came and just paid $70.
Yeah, they wanted 1,500 pesos. It's about $70. Let me out. And I'm in the books, dude.
That's cheap.
I'm in
I
the
feel
books.
Like they gotta know like
they gave me a receipt. They literally
just in case you want to write it off.
They had a spiral notebook.
You should try
I'm
to write it off.
There.
You should try to write it off. Be like, yo, Anna, this was a $70 fee
dude,
for
I
my arrest.
I forgot that it was in my board shorts and I surfed the next morning and like ruined it.
Because that would have been a great little
Oh, it had the amount token. Of money. It had like my name and the amount of money on it and just a stamp.
Damn, that would have been a nice little like picture
so
or like frame
funny.
Or something like yeah. that. Could have put it up in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Yeah, I don't remember getting a receipt. Because it was all in the car. That is weird. We both have that experience. I love that you got arrested and now we have that. Because, I mean, that's like...
Dude, we were back in the club in 10 minutes.
Of course you were.
It's crazy.
And you pissed right on the beach again.
Immediately. Run it back.
Run it back. How was that? Were the clubs? Were they fun?
We only went out one night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The club was fun. It was just, I don't know.
It was like a bar, like...
Yeah, it was a bar with just like, you know, a huge sand area just in a circle
sick.
Around the whole bar. And
that sounds
was just
like
a massive
blast.
Dance floor.
I could use that right now.
It was tight.
That sounds amazing.
It was really cool.
Man, congrats.
The whole area. It's like the jungle on the beach.
Oh, just honestly, man, like
ridiculously good surf.
Was it good?
Yeah.
I could just live completely like that for the rest of my life. Like trunks, no shirt, no shoes, chilling all day. Like I could 100% live like that forever.
My friends, my buddy Andy, who I went with, their friends just bought land and did that.
Really?
They moved from New York right at the start of COVID. They're just like, fuck all of this.
What's Oaxaca like? I've never been there.
Well, I've never been to Oaxaca City. So Puerto Escondido is just like a small town, small beach town. This couple we met down there, like the wife, sorry, like teaches at a school, which is pretty rad. And so like, you know, they're building a house and just bought like this area. And we went and checked all that out. And we were like, dude,
I want to check it out. I love Mexico.
Okay, broads, interrupting the bros for a moment. Listen, you would think in this day and age we would have surpassed the ridiculous notion that one size fits most. And sure, in some clothing markets, we have passed that. But why does activewear pretty much come in extra small to XL only still? Okay, like for example, who decided that all mediums are 5'6", right? Mm-hmm. Newsflash, they're not. And with athleisure costing as much as a nice pair of denim nowadays, I don't think it's a ridiculous request to want it to fit every part of us, not just the waist. Public Rec is doing things right with athleisure sizing that makes sense.
Oh, and I'm obsessed with their Luxe Fleece jogger. It's my go-to travel pant lately. It's perfect for lounging or sitting for long periods of time. But it also looks more put together than the regular old sweats.
Mm-hmm,
they come in a lot of colors too, and they've got a cute little cropped ankle. And because you can shop your actual inseam, for my shorter girls, you can get these to actually be cropped on you.
Yes, it's amazing. The Luxe Fleece is so comfy. The other pair that I've been loving and I'm wearing right now is their Everyday Jogger, which is like the first jogger I've ever seen that honestly could go from the gym to pretty much any other activity so seamlessly. The material is so unique. And they're honestly so comfy. You're not going to want to take them off. Plus, Public Rec has plenty of other wardrobe staples for you to check out, like their t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jackets. And I just can't emphasize how much of any athleisure I've ever worn these fit me the best, because it's my inseam. It's my actual sizing.
Love.
Perfect.
Also, Public Rec rarely does discounts, but right now, you can thank us later. They have an exclusive offer just for Chatty Bros listeners. Go to publicrec.com and use promo code CHATTY to receive 10% off. That's publicrec.com, and use promo code CHATTY for 10% off.
So, friendly public service announcement to all you veggie haters out there. Hi, it's me. Eating healthy does not have to mean eating sad salads or soggy, flavorless steamed vegetables, okay? And it also doesn't mean that you have to spend hours prepping fresh ingredients every day. Mm. Not if you're using Green Chef, that is. Green Chef helps you eat healthy, flavorful meals minus the hassle.
Green Chef's the number one meal kit for eating well. They even have plans if you're keto, you're plant-based, gluten-free, whatever, you name it. Each week, you'll get to choose from over 30 meal choices. We're talking restaurant quality,
yes,
guys. Seriously.
Yes.
One recipe I'm really dying to try this week is the Japanese cabbage and carrot fritters with ginger sriracha aioli.
Mm.
Something I would never like think to make on my own. But with Green Chef, it's so easy. And I pick out my meals. Green Chef sends me the pre-portioned ingredients and easy-to-follow recipe cards. Bada bing, bada boom. Cooking's never been easier than with Green Chef.
The food is amazing. I fully concur. But let's also talk about some of the other amazing things about Green Chef, because there's a lot to cover. Like the fact that Green Chef is the first ever certified organic meal kit. And they're offsetting 100% of their carbon footprint now. Plus, because your ingredients come pre-portioned, that means less food waste. A lot, actually. 25% on average. That's huge. So not only is Green Chef good food that tastes good and is good for your wallet, it's also, you know, good for the planet. What's not to love?
Go to greenchef.com/chatty125 and use code chatty125 to get $125 off, including free shipping.
So what? Good.
greenchef.com/chatty125 and use code chatty125. You're going to get $125 off, including free shipping today. What?
Dude, that's amazing. What a great, I mean, that's, I feel like that's a sign of a good trip.
Well, yeah. I mean, we also like, we surfed every single day, like two times a day, every day.
How long do you surf for each session?
Like 2 hours.
That's a long time.
The water was 86 degrees.
Almost hot. Like that's kind of hot. That's like jacuzzi.
Mm-hmm.
Was it too hot?
It was dehydrating. Because
sometimes you want like a little refresh. You know what I mean? A little refresh.
What's cool though is like, you were just chilling.
Yeah, like you feel nothing.
You could just chill. Like it was, you never got impatient.
Yeah, because you're literally in water that is as warm as your body.
So you don't need this stuff to come. You're like, it's fine, true. If there's a 5-minute interval. Like my core's not going to like like sometimes surfing in cold water.
Yeah, you're tired.
If you're not moving,
tired quick.
The cold gets you and you become stiffer and it's like harder to wake up.
And then you don't want to miss that wave because like you're just put so much mm-hmm. energy into staying warm that you're mm-hmm. like, yeah.
So in this, it like it just doesn't matter. And so it's like kind of this way more relaxed mindset in the water of like,
yeah,
you get to, I think you get to enjoy it a lot more.
Yeah. Sick. Well, that sounds amazing. I want a trip like that, dude. I haven't gone on a trip. My buddy's down in Costa Rica for like 3 months. And I know we've been talking and I'm like trying to figure out a way if there's a way to go down there. Cause I've never been to Costa Rica. I've heard it's amazing.
Bros abroad. Let's sell it to the girls.
Bros abroad, bro. I love that.
Oh, dude. Talk about a new segment. This happened. Bro therapy. I gave that. Some San Diego bro some serious. It was a moment, dude. And this was what we wanted to do. Becca had some name for it, but some kind of like segment for us to do called Dear Bro.
Cute.
And it's that's about giving shit. It's about giving life advice to bros having issues with their bros.
Oh, bro on bro therapy.
Bro on bro therapy. Damn. So these two San Diego bros, like they were really tight the first night. And the this second night, dude, the second night they had like a blowout moment.
Fighting over someone, or this
one bro threatened to be like, he's like, dude, if you keep saying that stuff to me, like I don't like it, like I'm gonna hurt you, man.
Oh, okay.
And it was like stuff like that. And yeah. then like eventually they separated, they parted ways, and the dude was all like, he was drunk.
They went down together.
They were in Oaxaca. They were just the bar that night. They didn't like separate ways, whatever. They just went separate ways that night.
Got it.
And this guy was really hurt by it. And I was like having to talk to him. I was like, what's going on, man? Hmm? He's like, I just don't know why he says that kind of stuff to me, man. Like, I don't like it. And I was like, well, what did you tell him? And he goes, I told him if he keeps saying it, like, I'm going to hurt him. And I was like, but did you tell him that it hurts your feelings? And he's like, no. And I was like, well, I was like, you know, I'd be interested to know what his reaction would be if you told him, like, you know, that really hurts my feelings when you do that. And I don't like that.
Right.
Instead of just threatening to hit
him. Sounds like me talking to Ember. Yeah.
Dude. Yeah. And he's like, well, and I was like, look, like you guys.
His eyes are crossed. Like he's so drunk.
You guys are old. No, he wasn't like that. He wasn't like that. He was just like drunk enough to like listen.
And to get into his feelings.
And to get, yes, dude. He was like the drunk.
It's like when you're drunk, but you've been partying for a while. So you're a little on the tired side. Mm-hmm. So your energy is losing and you're a little just introspective. And you're like, man, how come this doesn't happen?
Yeah. So he didn't like fighting. He was like,
and you were jumping like, in
so
on
why
this.
Would he say that though? And I was like, well, I was like, maybe he's got like his own insecurities, you know? And I was like, but I really do think like, I was like, that's your old boy, right? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, well, you don't want this thing to like end like this. I was like, this is supposed to be a boys trip. And I was like, you guys have a little bit of trauma right now. I was like, you gotta push through that. I was like, it'll probably make the rest of the trip better if you guys can talk through this. And he's like, yeah. And you know what? He's like, really is like my boy, like, and I tell him like that he really hurt my feelings when he said that, like he should probably listen to that, right? And I was like, yes, dude. I was like, yes, that's exactly right. He was like, what should I do now? I was like, finish that shot and like go to sleep, dude.
Go like go talk just, like, to him, man.
Hope. And he like gave me a big hug. He's like, thank you so much for like listening. And I was just like, bro, I got you.
I love the idea of being like, don't say that or I'm gonna hurt you. and then some random guy walking up to him be like, hey man, you okay? And he's like, dude, I'm not really, like, we're having a bro apocalypse over here.
That was the thing. And so like the night before, even that night, we were in the bar that night starting out, and they came in and it was like all high fives talking about the surf and that, like, you know, this spot that my friend runs.
Oh, so you saw them the night before.
Super cool. Yeah. And then we were in there. We started. So this night we went to my friend's bar, had a couple of drinks, and then went and had dinner with a group of friends and came back. And when we came back, this fool was not there with his friend and he was super drunk and emotional.
Got it.
And that's what he came up and I was like, just give me a minute, you guys.
Yeah.
And just talked to him because I was like, what the fuck is going on? I think so. Before when we were there, there was like a group of girls and the one guy was teasing him about like not wanting to go up and talk to him.
Okay. So he was just basically saying like, he doesn't have the guts to talk to a girl.
And he was being like, he's like a turtle who won't come out of his shell. Like he was doing this
to the girl about him,
to the guy. about not going up to the group of girls. Right.
Oh, God.
But, like, so, he wasn't going up either.
Right. So they were both just a little, so like, they were scared. Just, like, and they were doing both their, just roasting yeah, each other whatever. For not manning up.
Exactly. And so then I showed up, like, an hour and a half after this, and things had clearly escalated.
Right. It's gotten bad.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny?
But it was funny. I was like, dude, we could give, like, bro, we could advice? Have people call in about dear their bro. Bros. Dear bro.
I love this idea. Broads and bros, send in advice questions.
Yeah, me and Evan will help awaken their emotion, help deepen their connection with their emotional self.
Yeah, so ladies, if you got a guy and he's struggling with some stuff, send it in. We'll talk about it.
If you're
guys, if you're listening,
yeah,
send it in. Anybody has issues there, but we're here for the bros, I guess.
Yeah, we're out here for
it's
the bros.
It's an experiment. We'll try it out. Dear, mm-hmm. dear bro.
Mm-hmm. And our other segment, plug something. We're still in the works on that.
Yeah. We got some people reaching out, sending us some stuff, which is going
to
be coming.
Yeah, they want to... Did you tell them? Okay, so we could tell them now. If you want to send us stuff to potentially promote your business, you can send it to my gym.
And the address will be right here.
Yeah, the address is right here.
The address is here.
Or you can just go to my gym's website.
Speaking and of plugs,
if you want to know...
Actually, we have a 50% sale off right now. All merch.
If you want to know... you know, the gym's website, it's the name's right here.
Don't put it on there. No free plugs.
You just gotta know. If you know, you know.
But yes, so send it in, and if it, we'll talk about it. We'll select some stuff to plug, and if we vibe with it, we'll plug it. I kind of like the idea of, like, we might make fun of your shit too.
We might.
Like, if you like, just know whatever you send in is like,
We've been.
It's,
you know, like,
it's up for anything. So if we like it,
we're pretty nice.
But like, you might get a funny plug. You might get a serious plug. Well, and you might get a make fun of plug. You never know.
We could do this. What we could do is, we won't look at anything. Like, we won't look at where it's from or who's it sent. We'll just open it.
We'll just open it like an unboxing.
Every single box that we get, we'll
and
just
you'll
open.
Get a raw, real response.
That's what it'll be.
That's a little sketchy, but that's the risk you take by sending it.
Yeah. That's how we're going to run this. Okay. Otherwise, you know, because we're just having fun. Like, yeah, don't expect
you want this to be like just, we oh, offer and to we do love some everything.
Shit, and now everyone's like, oh my God, like, you better give me a raving review of my business.
This is
like,
honesty.
That's not how it works. You're open to the once you submit it to us, it's in the court of public opinion.
And you won't trust us.
It's out of your control.
If we rate everything a 10, you won't trust us.
Exactly.
So do you trust, you want us to be trustworthy?
Trust me, dude. I get fucking, some people drop Yelp reviews where I'm like, if I could find you.
Exactly. But it's, truth. It's how they felt.
It's how they felt.
But yeah, that'd be funny. So we'll put the address is there, send it in, and we will review your shit. I think it'd be fun.
It'll be really fun.
I know we already have some stuff coming.
Plus, look, it's also just like, it's about the broads universe. We're just like, you know, we're all in it.
Yes.
There's a lot of broads out there that are entrepreneurs, and that's so cool.
Awesome.
And so, like, you know, we'll give you a chance, whether it's just fun, but you're going to get your product.
Either
on
way.
Our thing. If you just send it to us, we just told you, we're going to open all the boxes.
Worst case scenario, you get a free plug. Now, it might not be a rave review, but it still is visibility.
All press is good press.
Actually, I would venture to say sometimes funny bad press can be better than good press.
It's a better way to launch it.
Because it sticks out.
Plus, you guys could just rip the segment of the video and then post it on whatever page and be like, look at this little thing.
Look at this. They hate us. Ha ha, whatever.
It's hilarious.
So there you go. So you that's the risk you take.
You want to have a bag of Pop Rocks with me? I bought Evan Pop Rocks on the way here.
Pop Rocks.
Do you want to have Tropical Punch or Watermelon?
I just grabbed Watermelon, so let's rip it.
I got a Tropical Punch. I haven't had Pop Rocks since I was like a little kid, but I've been on a candy phase. You know,
Pop Rocks session. Now we're getting really ASMR. ASMR.
Do you ever get into like phases on like snacks?
Yes.
Like,
you know what I get into?
Hmm.
What's the ones that you take? The packet, it's full of powder, and then you have the white stick
fun
and
dip.
You like Fun Dip.
Fun Dip.
The other day,
sick,
I grabbed
dude.
A couple Fun Dips.
Dude, that's a hard. That's a throwback.
It's sick.
Your tongue.
And then
get
I also
raw?
Got some amazing Mexican candy the other day. Like,
I saw you see
me post
that. Yeah.
It was amazing. Here we go. Are you doing the whole thing or just a little bit?
A little bit.
Mm.
That just sounds crazy.
Wow. You know what? You know what the reality is?
Right, I'm gonna do the whole pack.
This shit's not even good. It's not even good.
I found like a rain stick. Like a thunderstorm.
The deer went quietly into the forest. The lion was waiting.
Dude, but like,
no, real they're really talk, not that good.
Real talk, it does not taste good. It's purely for like the experience.
It's super sick when it's doing it.
Yeah, but it kind of melts in your mouth and there's not much flavor.
No, the little kids don't notice that.
We apologize for anyone who's super grossed out by the, or just.
Little kids don't have as developed as candy palates.
Yeah, they're not like, it's really lacking in some of the watermelon essence.
Yeah. It's well, not natural watermelon.
Pop Rocks. Wow, I have not had Pop Rocks in a long time.
It's still in there. That's cool.
I still feel it. Sorry, I missed that. Could
you say it again, please? No, Siri, I can't.
Do you have Siri enabled? Mm-hmm. I never enable her.
Hey, Siri. What's my name?
You're Grayston, but since we are friends, I get to call you Major Doctor.
Oh, my God. You set that up?
Yeah, dude.
Is that the new it's phone?
Boss right there.
Is that the new phone?
She calls me, dude, Major Doctor.
Major Doctor?
Major Doctor.
How do you get that? Hey, Siri. Okay, it's working. Hold on. Hey, Siri.
Ask if she...
Hey, Siri.
Ask if you can give yourself a nickname.
What's my name? It says you're asking me, Evan? It doesn't say. Damn.
She told you your name right there, though.
I know.
My sick, dude. Me and Siri. Me and my Siri have a really good relationship.
Dude, that's the thing. It's like I don't talk to her, and so I think we're beefing.
We're like Master Chief and Cortana in here, dude. She's got my back.
Because you even said, like, because you're my friend, I'll call you. And I was like,
because you're my friend.
She just goes, you're asking me, Evan?
When the AI apocalypse happens, Siri's got my back because I'm her friend.
I'm completely dead.
Absolutely. You need to work on your relationship with your phone.
I just don't even know why she won't even be audible.
I don't know. She won't even talk to you, dude.
She won't even talk to me.
That's sad.
Hey, Siri. Nothing. Just absolutely.
Check out my relationship with Siri. Hey, Siri. Siri.
Sweetheart.
Hey, Siri.
Is that the new phone, by the way?
No.
Hey,
Siri.
I feel like you're avoiding the fact that I've asked you it's a new phone, because I've asked you three times and you won't answer me.
It's got the cameras.
How when did you get it?
I can't remember, dude. A couple months ago.
Oh, I think it's the new one.
Hey, Siri.
Siri. Dude, something's up, man. You guys are having
Siri!
A
Siri!
I'm talking to you.
Siri, bro. Come on. I'm serious.
Oh, sick.
You like that?
So you were bringing something up.
Siri.
You were bringing something up before we even talked about the podcast, and you said, what is the most embarrassing work story you've ever had?
Oh, yeah. What's the most embarrassing day of work for you?
You want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay. So, this is when I was a server in a restaurant. I was like 20 years old. No, I was just younger. I was 18. Okay. And I don't think I've told this story on the podcast, but so it was a fine dining restaurant, like really high end. Mm-hmm. And the only reason why I got the job is because my family friend just started this super high end restaurant. He didn't have servers. So he was getting, everyone I worked with was like 35 career servers, but they needed one more and they couldn't get him in time. So he called me and he's like, yo, do you want to be a server at a restaurant? I was like, yeah, I actually need a job. And I mean, we're talking high end. We're talking like $100 to $200 a person.
It's a very nice restaurant.
And this is back in the day too. So it was even more, it was like really, really high end.
What was the decor like?
Old Italian, but like high end.
Yes. Was it cheesy though?
No, it was cool. It was nice.
Okay.
It was nice.
Okay.
And so, I don't even know how to hold a tray. Like, this is how bad it is. And I'm working with guys who are like career servers. So they're helping me out, like trying to help me with it, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting at this table with this guy, and he's very, like, very rich guy, and he's got his whole family with him, and they're ordering, and I'm struggling, right? If anybody out there is a server at a restaurant, when it's busy,
It's like you're drowning, right? It's like, it's terrifying. And
I did really bad as a server.
Okay.
It's a very hard job.
And this is, you know, I'm in a suit, basically. Like, I'm in a tie and the whole thing. So, check this out. So, we order drinks. Wine, this, Pellegrino, everything, right? So, I have a full tray. Full tray. Wine glasses, everything. I get the wine. I get the glasses. I get the kids, their sodas, everything. The last thing I have is a Pellegrino here. Bottle of Pellegrino. It's the green bottle, sparkling water. And then I have on the other side is like a Pepsi for the kid. Now, for those people that don't know how trays work, and when you're under the gun, you don't think about this, but it's weight, the whole thing's weight distribution. So the last thing you want in the tray to pull off of is the center, right? Or else it'll tip. I'm just not even aware that I'm sweating, I'm nervous, the whole thing. Pellegrino's here, soda's here. Okay, so I pull the soda off. I hand it to the kid. The Pellegrino tips over onto the tray. The guy is directly beneath the Pellegrino. Okay, so in slow motion, I watch as the Pellegrino hits the top of this guy's head and runs all the way down his body and face to the point that it happened so fast that he's literally drenched and he's looking at me and it's like he's blinking as the water is like flying off his eyelashes. Like it's literally just like this. And I'm just so in shock. I don't move it. So it just keeps dunking. And he's just doing this. And I think he's so in shock too. He doesn't know what to do.
He takes the whole thing.
Dude, he takes a fucking bath. And by the time I pull it off, 3/4 of the bottle is gone. And he's drenched. Like, dude, literally drenched. And he's like, and he looks at me and he just doesn't even say anything. And I just walk away because he's just... Like, she's cold now. Like, that's how much water he has on him. He's cold. Oh my God. It was the most unbelievable experience.
Oh, that's very embarrassing. So what happened? What was the aftermath? What was the result?
He pulled the owner over and he's like, bro, this guy is bad. And he's like, I know he's trying hard, but like, he was cool about it. But it was like, he basically was like, there's no way I'm paying for this food. And so the owner was like, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. And then he like pulled me aside. He's like, Evan, what the fuck, dude? Like, you're killing me. And he's like, because he knew I didn't know what I was doing. It was like his fault, you know, like that I didn't know what I was doing. And I ended up being okay later on. But it was just like, I've never been in a situation where I was like watching what was happening to someone just in slow motion happening. And there's nothing I could do about it almost. And nothing he could do about it. The damage was done. Unbelievable.
Okay, broads, interrupting the bros one more time. Listen, I feel like the amount of cleaning products I go through in a month has to be a world record.
I have to go through them so much now, too.
So fast, kids. Right? You got the kids. I'm like, I got the dogs, the kiddo. Things tend to get messy around the house, and I do always try to buy natural cleaning products, but then I had to wonder, was the amount of plastic bottles I was purchasing counteracting any good I was doing by buying better for the planet products? Probably. That's why I made the switch to Blue Land.
Okay, so Blue Land makes the most amazing all-natural cleaning products without any of the plastic waste. You buy the bottle one time, you refill it forever.
Mm-hmm.
I have their Clean Essentials kit, which comes with glass cleaner, multi-surface cleaner, bathroom cleaner, and foaming hand soap. And when you run out, you just drop in one of Blue Land's refill tablets and mix it with warm water. And there you go. You have a brand new bottle. Also, what's great is I don't have very much storage space in my home. So yes. It's like if we need to go buy a new bottle of multi-purpose spray or whatever, we have to like order it or go out and buy it. I have tablets stocked up enough for like a couple years in like one jar.
I know. I've got like, it just takes a little portion of my cabinet.
Yeah, it like requires zero thought. I really like that aspect of it.
And the products come in really incredible scents. If you want, I have everything in the lily and mint and it makes the house smell so good. And can we talk about the amount of money you're going to save with Blue Land? I'm all for the natural products, but the stuff's not cheap, right? Blue Land bottles start at just $10 when you buy a kit and the refill tablets start at $2 and that fills the whole bottle. bottle.
Yeah, and okay? even less, I think, if you're buying bulk or like get a subscription.
Yes. So much better than dropping $4 or $5 a bottle or more every single time. And Broads, if you've got Disney obsessed kiddos at home, be sure to check out Blue Land's new collection of magical hand soaps designed with Mickey and friends. It's a perfect way to keep your little ones washing their hands.
Right now, you get 15% off your first order when you go to blueland.com/chatty. That's 15% off your first order of any products from Blue Land at blueland.com/chatty.
That's rich.
Your turn.
That's rich. Okay, Rico. My turn. Okay. There's a few that come to mind. But some of them are like embarrassing because my friends were there.
Mm-hmm.
Others were like, I'm just trying to think. Well, this one's the one that comes most clear. This is the one that comes frontal. I got fired in front of all my friends.
Brutal.
Yeah, that one was rough.
That's not fun.
It was a rough firing.
Like, is that because your friends worked with you or is that because they were like coming to pick you up or something?
No, this was because this was my first job and I was just an utter dumbass. And basically I was like 16 or 17 working at the Italian ice store.
Oh, nice.
Like in our neighborhood. It was Italian ice and candy. And you worked by yourself.
Oh, it was one of those. Like the banana shop in Arrested Development.
Bro, so like I was just up to no good out of the fucking frozen ice shop. It was the spot for a little bit. Slinging weed over the counter. All kinds of dumb shit. Me and my friends were decided to pregame for a party in the neighborhood, like a couple blocks away from here. They come back and wait for the place to close. I close up the front of shop and we start playing drinking games in the back behind these like double doors. And the fucking owner comes in.
Like checking him.
He was coming in to fire me for something else.
He's already firing you.
That was the best part. Yeah, he Holy already. Shit. It was done. The deal was, he was coming in, that he was just going to wait for me to close up.
He's like, I might as well get one other day out of this
Pretty
kid.
Much. And he was just coming in to fire me. And he just walked in on like the worst possible scene of like six boys just in there like drinking. Yeah, but
dude, you know what? That guy's an idiot. Who trusts an establishment,
you know,
to a 16-year-old party kid?
You know what? Like,
that's,
you know,
that's
bad,
on him,
you know,
dude.
How bad of a little shithead I was. That is pretty much verbatim what I said to him when he asked me, like, well, how could you do this? And I was like, dude, you literally like left me alone.
Like you were like,
and he was like, what? And I was like, I just took complete advantage of the situation. Like, I don't really know what to tell you. My friends were like waiting, like right outside. And they left all their jackets. That's what I remember. This is what I remember most is I had like eight of my friends' sweatshirts in my hands because they all just took the alcohol and ran out of there. As he was like, what? Comes in. They just grabbed all their stuff like and just ran out because they were all scared shitless. So they were just waiting around the corner. And I had like all their sweatshirts in my hand and the Robert just fired the shit out of me.
So you didn't need the money?
Banned
then.
Me for life from the store.
Like you didn't need the money? Or was it more what like to mean? Appease parents because they were like, get a job?
Well, it was like my parents wanted me to get a job and then it was like sick that I had a job, but it was like...
Whatever, we'll figure it out kind of thing.
I did, yeah. I mean, I was 16. I had like the thought of like anything, none of that shit really occurred to me.
Mm.
It was just like, I don't know. Dude, I was just on one. I was just on a sick one.
You were just
one.
On one. You were on a yeah. sick one, dude.
And that
so
was
So he
it.
Walks in already ready to fire, and then he fires you.
Yeah.
And you just in front of all your friends, and your friends are like, they ran because they were like, dad walked in, basically.
Pretty much.
So then you
but
walk out.
But it was
out.
Still then, they just like, they watched me get fired, and then like what was, you know, then it was very embarrassing because they were like all making fun of me.
Yeah.
For the whole scene, because they like saw.
Oh, yeah. You're just getting roasted for the rest of it.
I mean, it was kind of the shit that's funny to me is like standing there with a pile of sweatshirts in my arms, telling this guy, like, well, you know, you left me in charge. Like, da 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 da. What do you expect?
I also kind of like the idea that you're kind of being responsible for all your friend's belongings.
Right. And then we go to the party later. We go to the party later. And of course, my friends are like telling everyone how they saw me get fired.
Right. But you kind of loved it. Well, I mean, it was kind of a badass move.
But it was also embarrassing because it was a sick job.
Oh, you liked it.
The job was tight. It was like one of those neighborhood spots where like all your friends would come in and hang out. I mean, it was
cheap. You just give them free shit all day.
It was like $1.50 for a slushy little thing. So like people like, you know, like high school kids could like afford to go there.
So it was like a cool little hang.
Yeah. And it was in the neighborhood. Like we all lived like 10 or 15 blocks from it. So like everyone would swoop through.
Got it.
And it was like, it was mellow. It was like a cool spot. It was definitely a cool spot to work.
Dude, that is cool. Like I never worked like, my jobs were always weird. Like I was a lifeguard for 2 summers at the beach. And then I was a construction, like, dude, this is the worst job I've ever had in my life. So for 1 summer, I was a construction, like traffic guy. Like on a construction site, I was the guy like telling semis to like come through. Bro, you would sit in the sun for 10 hours.
That is awful.
With a con and just go like this, losing your mind. And this was before like.
How much did you get paid?
I remember it was better money. That's why I did it. So it was like, it'd be like $15 an hour or something. So it was like, cool. It was like, oh, I'm making double on my friends, you know? That's the only reason why I did it. But it was like
most dangerous job. You could get hit by a car.
Even still, dude, just imagine I didn't have an iPhone with like AirPods and I wasn't listening to a podcast, bro. There was nothing.
Yeah.
So I was just sitting there like in the sun for 8 hours, like just going like this. Brutal. And then I worked in restaurants and that was like,
that's awful.
Awful.
You're like the sign guy, but no one's there to witness and appreciate you.
It was worse than the sign guy because like at least the sign guys learn skills. They learn how to like flip it and look cool. Probably could pull some girls. Not me. Dude, a guy, listen to this. The guy who drove me to work, every day, my dad, listen to this. Listen how insane this is. Imagine dropping your 14-year-old son off at this old guy's house. His name was Corky. Okay, this is a real person. All right. 14-year-old. First day I met him, he goes...
This child labor, 14.
14. The first day he meets me, he goes, listen, little fucker. You show up to my house 1 minute late, I'm leaving without your bitch ass. That's the first thing he said to me the first day I met him. So the guy owns... My family friend owned a construction company. And he goes, yeah, meet at Corky's house. He'll take you to work every day because your guys are closest Corky's. Together. So my dad would drop me off there. Every morning, I'd meet him there at 5:30 a.m. He'd drive to the 7-Eleven with me in his truck.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would proceed to buy like a Red Bull, beef sticks, like those jerky sticks.
Yes.
And then some other like weird shit. And then we would drive 30 minutes to the construction site where he would berate me for 30 minutes straight. And so then I would like, we would drive back together too. And that was my like summer was just like with that guy. And I was like, dude,
you make good money though. Is that how you bought the van?
No, that's how I got to play hockey. It's because hockey was expensive. So I had to work in order to pay for the hockey season. Cause it was more expensive than normal sports.
That's sick that you paid for you to play your sport.
I loved it. It was like my favorite thing in the world. So it was like, I was willing to work for it, but I endured some brutal days, dude. Old construction guys are wild.
Yeah.
Wild.
I definitely, you know, I commend you.
I didn't want it to be that way. Believe me.
I didn't have to go through any of that to play sports. I just said, mom, dad, that's the sport I want to play.
Sick.
Believe me. Say to Corky, I wouldn't wish it. The car with fucking Corky.
Dude, Corky, huge beard, old truck, just like,
oh my God. So we had a couple of things lined up. We haven't done any of it.
I know.
So we
have some would you rathers.
Yeah, we have some would you rathers, and we'll eventually talk about The Bachelor. Don't worry.
Let's do just a few of these would you rathers. I honestly think we could do some would you rathers like every once in a while. Like it'll be a thing because I feel like.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
Okay. The first person says, "I want corn dogs." Not a would you rather. All right. Cool.
I feel them though. Corn dogs are so good. That's like a food you completely forget about until you're reminded of it.
Okay, this is good.
Corn dogs are fire.
Dude, corn dogs are unreal. Every time I go to...
hot dog on a stick?
Dude, no. Every time I go to California Adventure, they have Corn Dog Castle. It's unbelievable.
Corn Dog Castle?
It's unbelievable. It's so
just
good.
Just the way the cornbread, like...
When it's crispy.
Dog, with a good piece of ketchup, with a good little dip of ketchup mustard. And mustard. Both, dude.
Okay.
Something on the stick. Dude. I don't know what it is. It's a hot dog, so cornbread, good. Popsicle.
It's cornbread. You know what they make now too? Breakfast corn dogs, which are sausage wrapped in pancake.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Okay. Would you rather? Oh my God, this is okay. Have your nose be a dick. Okay. Would you rather have your nose be a dick or have your toes be little dicks? That's insane. I mean, I gotta go with the toes, bro. I'm just wearing socks all the time. That's insane.
Just let it all hang out there. Let the world see you for what you really are. Just big old. I mean, look at Gonzo, dude. Gonzo was a playboy.
That's true. Okay.
Big old dick nose.
Okay, some of these are gnarly.
Go for the worst. They just go for it. That's what the point of these are. They have to be like really uncomfortable.
Have your kneecaps pulled off by hooks or have Chewbacca cheese grate your back. I'm going cheese grater. The reason is because I can recover from the cheese grate.
That was
you ripped my kneecaps off, bro. I'm done.
My thought was like, what are knee replacements like? Like, what world? What year is this?
If yeah, like, with is it gonna come back better?
Do I get like Star Wars limbs?
Yeah, because you're like, well, I've always wanted to meet you, Chewbacca. While you're getting,
well, just... like, I wonder if I had like robot knees, would I be stronger? Like, Anakin has his like sick robot hand. It definitely grips stronger than the human hand.
That's true.
I'm just saying that ripping the knees out with hooks, like, it might happen fast. Cheese grate on the back, like, this was just how my brain. I was just trying to figure it out. But I'm with you. I think I'd rather cheese grate on the back.
Yeah.
It might hit that itch, you know?
Okay. Would you rather be, this is a sweet one, but would you rather be really, 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 really funny to where like you're just able to like crush.
So funny.
Or really smart. But let's say, I'm going to make this better, but you're painfully not funny if you're the smart one and you're pretty brutally not that smart if you're the funny one. It's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I mean, I'm already really smart.
You're like, I've already messed up the world, so I can't even imagine a world.
I'm already, you know, I'm incredibly smart and I'm incredibly funny. I would just, you know, I think, you know what? I'd rather be funny. I think I'd rather be funny. I think my experience, I think my life quality would be better.
Mm-hmm. Like, ignorance is bliss.
I'd be funny. Everyone would be like, if you made everyone just laugh all the time,
yeah,
everyone would love to be around you. And if you're also, if you're just really not that smart, then like the world is cool.
And you don't know what you're missing.
You have no idea. You have no idea about the truth. Ignorance absolutely is bliss. Dude, look at our kids.
That's true. They don't know anything yet and they're having a blast.
They don't know anything. They're having the best time. I'm doing the same way. Not smart and funny. They have no idea how dead the planet is.
Okay. Here's a good one.
Go.
Die before or after your spouse.
Well, if Becca dies before me, I'll get everything she owns. That could be tight. Then I could really party.
Okay.
Think about, like, I mean, you know, just think about it. Everything you have doesn't have to be shared anymore.
That's true.
If Jess dies, all I'm saying is, dude, Ember is older. She's all on her own. And then you just have, like, you have everything and you just, you know, do whatever you want for the first time in a long time.
Go to Oaxaca all year.
First time in a long time. Evan makes the rules.
Okay.
But, you know, okay, flip side though, you die early, you don't have to deal with all the other shit, dude.
My God, some of these.
You don't have to arrange anyone's funeral if you die first.
That's true.
My friend's grandfather, Andy, Andy lived with him as his caretaker in the last few years of his life, like 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was over there like every day with Gene, which was his grandfather. And it got to a point where we were just talking to him. And he's like, dude, literally every single person I ever cared about or knew is dead. And he's like, all the friends I have are like new friends that he's made at the senior center. But he was like, all those, like all the day ones, all the people that like whatever, all the people that were there for like my life, they're all gone. He's like, I'm the last one.
Mm.
And I remember he was just being like, you don't want to be the last one.
That's true. That's true. You don't want to be the last one.
Real talk from Gene, dude.
That's like really lonely.
I mean, Gene was a boss, but yeah, I mean, it was just real what he was saying. It was like, if you have a choice, last man standing.
Okay, I'm going to modify one. I'm going to modify this. This is pretty cool. I'm going to modify this. Because there's, sorry for whoever sent this in. I think I could make this better. Would you rather own the only and real lightsaber? So we're talking full blown real deal lightsaber. Like,
I can like, feel it, dude.
Right? It's the real fucking deal. Or someone gives you $5 million.
Lightsaber.
You want lightsaber?
I'll make $5 million, no, dude.
You can't sell it.
No, not selling it. I'm saying just with grit, with ideas, with ingenuity.
You'll take the lightsaber for entertainment and like make money off of it.
Well, I didn't even think about that. You could do that no problem. I just rent it.
You can't.
Why can I not?
Well, because this is a fake world. It's like, the question is, would you take a lightsaber for your own personal enjoyment?
Yeah, watch me cut shit with my real ass fucking lightsaber. Pay money to do it. Call cut whatever you want in half. That's how it works.
You take the real lightsaber.
At 1,000%.
Got it.
Would you not?
I just feel like I'd get the lightsaber and then within a week I'd be like, cool, I got a fucking sword that like cuts through anything. But after a while I'd just be like, oh, what am I going to use this shit? Like I've already cut down everything in my house, but all the trees are dead. Like I've killed everything. And then I just, at some point I'd be like, okay, I got a fucking lightsaber on my hands. Like, what am I going to do with this
you're
shit?
You're such a Sith. You're so dark and warped. You're on the wrong side of the forest.
No, I'm just saying I would love it for a week. And then after you've cut down every tree in your backyard and mutilated every car in your neighborhood,
you're just going to be like, you have this incredible power tool. You could be
with cutting.
It cuts anything.
But it's not precise.
You make it precise.
Got it.
You could put it on a router.
It didn't say it comes with a force.
You could put it on the router. You know, just put that thing on a track. Just like, I'll cut whatever you want perfectly straight. Send your lightsaber down there.
Just say, what do you guys need? I got you.
$5 a cut.
$5 a cut. You just become like the world's most successful, like, handyman.
Yeah, just boom, boom, boom. I just cut all that shit. I'm the lightsaber guy.
Dude, there's another one. Would you have... dude, you guys are insane. Would you have penises for fingers or two giant penis arms? Like, it's insane.
Again, just the scale. Just the scale of
monstrous.
But dick fingers? Can you use them? Can you grab
there's a famous porno from the 80s or from the 90s called Edward's Penis Hands? You know about that?
You still could only have sex with one woman on each hand.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
Your fingers don't work like that. Like, how am I really going to fit more than one woman on this hand? How are two going to do it? You tell me.
Dude, these are, I'll be honest with you guys, like, you guys are dark, okay? There's some radical ones in here. No.
The broad Senate, dude. We got the broad, if it's the broad Senate, they did it to themselves. Make them think about this.
Okay. Have Cheeto fingers forever or popcorn kernels stuck in your teeth forever?
Cheetos?
No, let's say spinach. Spinach in your teeth forever. Every time you show your teeth, just spinach all in there. Or you always have like Cheeto fingers, like you just pulled a bunch of Cheetos out of a bag.
Cheeto fingers.
I'm going spinach because I'm just always going to be like smiling like that.
I'll just be going like,
that's so gross. That is so gross, dude. If every time you're in a meeting or you're doing anything and you're just licking your fingers the whole time, that's so gross to me.
I'll just be doing that.
bro, endless cheese. You're like, well, it's kind of great because I have endless Cheetos.
Mm-hmm. The cheese, just the best part.
And the second, you're like in Santa, you know, or what's that movie?
Santa Claus,
when he grows his beard immediately back, you just lick it and immediately it comes back.
You don't have to do anything. You're just like, oh, I can't Cheeto fingers. You guys get it, right? I'd help you, but I can't Cheeto fingers.
I love the idea of being in a business suit, like with lawyers in a meeting.
How do you get the suit on?
Sorry, can't. That's another problem. You can't touch your baby. Your baby's covered in Cheetos.
I just don't have to. It's just with people who don't mind being covered in Cheeto dust.
You're having sex? She's just covered in Cheeto shit the whole time?
There's got to be someone who's into it.
No, I'm saying currently. You and Becca, every time you guys get down, she's got like Cheetos all over her arms. It's gross as shit.
Becca likes Cheetos.
In the bedroom?
No.
Okay, well, that's
Becca's not into food and the whole... I'm not really into the whole food and physical stuff either.
I mean, maybe like whipped cream.
Yeah.
But like other than that, it's like...
Whipped cream is like oddly viscous though.
It gets... Yeah, that's true.
It's like an odd texture. Sorry, I have another little candy.
You got to keep it like to a minimum. All right. Well, this was an absolute shit show of an episode so far.
We covered so much ground.
I love it. Okay. So let's talk about The Bachelor.
Talk about a shit show.
So Jamie got busted, dude.
Yeah.
I have one thing to say about that. Be a better liar. Like, you had time to come up with something. So you lied. You created this whole fake narrative.
I didn't even see this episode, so you have to tell me.
No, this was before. Okay, so basically, like, he got busted. Like, he got outed for the fact that no one else thinks it except him. Right? And then she walked him out. But the key thing that happened here was Nate confronted him and was like, we heard that you were the one that said this and no one else felt it except you, but you made it sound like everyone did. Why? And he literally was just like, well, actually, like, I didn't hear it specifically, but like I heard and it's like bad, you know? And they're like, what are you talking about? He's like, well, you know, the thing is, like, he had nothing. And I was like, bro, you had days to come up with something to cover your tracks and you had nothing. Like, it was like he was completely off guard. I was like, you didn't think it was going to catch up with you at any point in time? So he gets ousted.
Pathetic.
Unbelievable. So you just watched the last one, the latest one.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
I really liked the emotional scene with what's his face?
Hulu?
King Hulu, yeah.
Hulu?
King, I said King Hulu.
Streaming services?
Hulu.
Olu, right?
Olu.
I think it's Olu.
Olu, yeah, that was dope.
Yeah, that was really cool. Scene.
That was a very cool scene. Ultimately, though, like, I really am vibing on Chris's energy. He's bringing something into this show.
Chris S?
Finally, just, like, Chris stands to be, like, such an entertaining villain. Also, just, like, the guys that are, like, he couldn't be more opposite than the guys that are, like, super pissed at him. Like, look at Joe compared to Chris.
Unbelievable.
Or what's his face? The guy who's got it all in the bag.
Nate.
Look at Nate compared to Chris. It's just so funny to me. We were saying Chris looks like a shitty stockbroker.
Dude.
And he's here's about Chris. To cost so much. He's just like, where did he come out? Like, he just came out of nowhere with that.
Dude, here's Chris. Chris S. is the guy that calls your girlfriend when you guys are fighting and goes, hey, what's going on with you and Evan? You know, you don't deserve that. You deserve someone that takes care of you and that honors you and that respects you. Come over. Like, I'll order some Thai food and we'll talk through this together. And he's the guy that tries to sleep with your girlfriend when you guys are going through a rough patch by telling her that she deserves more and that she is a queen who deserves a prince. Like, that's that guy.
Or during all that to try and get with her, he tells her all about dumb shit you've done.
Exactly. And here's the thing about Evan is like, he's not what he, you know, I didn't want to tell you this because I respect you and I didn't want to, you know, but here's the deal. What was so wild to me was his confrontation of them in front of them. He goes, guys, I want to say something. You guys are full of shit, man. The fact that you guys haven't stepped up and taken care of her.
I'm like, bro.
The fact that she had to say that she felt unseen, it's pathetic.
It's bullshit, he said.
It's bullshit.
Here's the problem, man, that you don't realize. She's immediately not attracted to you anymore.
Nope.
Because you are just a drama, and she doesn't need someone standing up for her and protecting her.
Nope.
Like, you're immediately a goner, my guy.
He's just, he had no chance from the get-go. Let's just say that. All the guys who do this stuff, any contestant who just deliberately goes out of their way to create drama like this has no chance to begin with, and they know it. And this is their, like, ditch. It's very true.
Brutal.
Although some people are just straight up fucking crazy when they do it. Like, Luke P, infamous, like, straight up, did have it in the bag. He was the guy who had it in the bag and then sabotaged the whole thing completely beyond frontrunner.
Yeah.
Beyond.
Drop the massive ball.
He was just an anarchist, dude. An RC. He just wanted to light the house on fire. He's just a fucking social anarchist.
You know what is really weird to me is like, oh, you know what? No. What I wanted to say about Nate. The fact how Nate handled that interaction was mind-blowing to me. The fact that he didn't fly off the handle and he just kept it chill. I couldn't believe it. Remember when Chris S was just like, what, are you going to lay hands on me? And he was just like, are you done? In the middle of his sentences. And I was just like, bro, that would be unbelievably hard. He was so annoying. And Nate just like took it. And he just was like, all right, you're whack. Nate is definitely a front runner in my mind. He has handled every interaction. He handled the interaction with Jamie the previous episode. Jamie was being an absolute sleazebag, and he was just like, that's fucked up, dude. Like, you shouldn't be doing that, man. Like, that dude is unbelievable to me.
He's got, dude, that he is just on another level. The man is operating on another
level. I'm feeling a little...
admirable. I can't say that I would be that calm in that situation.
That's what I'm saying. I would... That guy was... that guy was infuriating me. Like,
I can definitely say I wouldn't even be close to that, as calm as that dude would do. I would for sure be reacting... It wouldn't even take much.
Okay, here's another question.
Would you be like, what'd you say?
I just would have been like, I would have like been irate, but I would have just been like, what is your problem? Stop saying that. You're acting like a child. And then it would have got out of control.
It wouldn't have been good. Yeah.
Okay. What about the whole thing? Remember when they were doing the pillow fight stuff? And the fact that they never went up to Michelle and they never interacted with her. I think that's a real problem on this show. Is that guys get wrapped up in the bro time.
Dude.
And they start to lose track of like, why are you here, man? Like, you're obsessed with your bromance. Do you think it's because certain guys think like, I don't think it's going to work between us. So like, we might as well just focus on the bromance.
I don't know. But there was like literally a moment where I had notes where I was like, it's just literally a bro fest where the guy who they've announced as the bachelor, they were like in his one-on-one, they were like, oh, how was your day today? He was like, dude, today couldn't have gone better.
Had a great like, time with I the bros. I had a
great time with the boys.
Yeah.
And then he goes, and now I'm going to a cocktail party where I'm just going to get to hang with the boys some more.
Yes.
Have some drinks. And he goes, and then, yeah, I'll make a moment for me and Michelle.
Yeah, it was like a side thing.
It was like, dude, Bachelorette is just fucking bro down. Well, it's like party time with the boys.
Here's what I wonder. Like,
they're all like, dude, and we're all so cool and chill. And like, now, like, you know, like all the problems are gone. Like, we're just going to have such a good time. And they're all like on that page. They're like playing fucking Guitar Hero.
It's like they forgot they were on a show.
Completely.
About love. Like, they're just kind of like, dude, we got selected for just Real World or whatever.
It's very weird. She also just seems wildly more
intelligent.
Yeah. Than a lot of the dudes on there. Like the guy who she raced cars with.
Yeah.
Those conversations were really painful.
When he was defending Jamie, that was insane.
I couldn't even make it clear if he was defending Jamie or if he was just trying to be like, yeah, but like for everything he did, like, I don't think he's a bad guy.
But
I think
either way, it was like, why are you talking about
him? He didn't vocal. Dude, just yes. Like, what the fuck?
That was like a classic sabotage yourself move, not realizing you're sabotaging yourself.
Also, like, if you're gonna do there, like, be able to vocalize whatever the fuck you're thinking.
That was just a classic. Like, it was coming out, and he realizes in the moment, like, why am I talking about this?
Did you see Michelle during the conversation? She's like,
she was literally like, oh shit. You're not who I thought you were.
Flip out. Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously read the room too, dude. Like, she just went through it the night before. She's raw. She really liked Jamie, so she felt betrayed. And then you're going to take time out of your date to like make sure she knows he's a good guy. I was like,
guys can't read the room.
Not a lot of depth there.
Not that guy. Nate could read the room.
Joe can read the room.
Joe can read the room. Can Olu read the room?
Yeah. Olu's dope. What I like about Olu too is like he gets real. Sometimes I feel like Nate and Rob, Joe, can be a little too cool for school.
I get that vibe.
They kind of have the perfect lines. You know what I mean? It's all like, I'm the hottest guy, I'm the coolest guy, where I feel like Olu's a little bit more like just down to earth.
And how do you feel about Rick?
Which one's Rick again?
Pouty.
Oh.
He reminds me of Droopy Dog.
Rick, who had the one-on-one.
You know who Droopy Dog is?
Yes. He's like sad. And that's, I kind of look at him as like sad guy a little bit. Like he's like very heavy.
We should pull up on screen. Just pull like right next to me. Just a little thing of Droopy Dog.
Yeah, he's kind of like sad dad kind of vibes. I think it's cool. I think he's really nice. Dude, that is exactly who he is. Droopy Dog. Put him right here.
Dude, there's a Droopy Dog just right here.
Oh my God. That is so him, dude. Yeah,
it'll be right there. It really is.
He's just kind of like, and dude, he's had a lot of hard shit happen to him too. So it's definitely not like, we're not making fun of that or making light of that. But he is just kind of like, it's a little bit of a dark cloud vibe. There's not a lot of energy there. I think she likes him because he's like showing emotion, because a lot of the other guys maybe aren't the most like emotionally available.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that like he's not necessarily like a great time or like specifically very funny or charismatic.
No, his whole demeanor. He is literally Droopy Dog.
He's Droopy Dog.
Now, who do you think she's most sexually attracted to out of everybody? Mm-hmm. Then?
Joe. Nate and Joe are close.
Joe.
Nate's got more swagger than Joe, though. Like, Joe has the, like, looks and the height and the basketball thing. He's kind of mysterious. Nate, to me, is, like, way more cool. Like, he's way more swagged out. He's got kind of, like, he's got a charisma to him. I think he's in sales, so he's used to, like, hanging with people and making people laugh. So, to me, Nate is, like, she's probably the most sexually attracted to Nate and thinks he's the coolest. But there's probably some, like, reservation to be, like, this guy's just the cool guy.
I'm excited for the next episode, I gotta say.
Yeah.
I'm more excited for the next episode.
I feel like there's gonna be some major cuts and things are gonna happen. That's kind of, but Olu's,
I mean, I thought there was a lot of potential in this stuff. I just thought they were kind of boring.
Yeah.
Like, the race car thing could have been so sick. And that guy sucked at driving cars.
Well, and he was kind of concerned about it. He was like, well, I don't know why I can't get this. Like, dude, yeah. Make light of it. Like, just have fun with it. Like, just do a bunch of stupid shit.
Exactly.
He's like, to me, he's kind of all look. Like, he's a really good looking guy. Mm-hmm. He's really cool, but like, he's just like, he's not a lot of like charisma there.
That's a nice way to put it.
And he's also, like, a lot of these guys too, like, they're low drama. So there's not a lot of like crazy shit going down. Like, Peter has his moments. We love a good Peter. But like, by the way, also love a grown man throwing another man's jacket into a pool as like a way to get back at him. Like, that's unbelievably like that's the lowest totem pole of how to get at someone. That was insane. That was the episode you didn't see, right?
It sounds like I should watch that episode. I always wonder why you don't see someone just forget. We watch many people forget they're on reality TV.
Yeah.
No one just snaps and decks somebody.
It must be.
I think that has to do with personality, like way outside of like, they behave in ways where they forget that they're being filmed.
Yeah. Like Jamie
constantly
lying directly.
Constantly.
And it's like, dude, best case scenario, she watches the whole thing and realizes you're a complete liar. Like, that's best case scenario.
Someone throws your jacket in the pool and then you punch him in the head. Everyone kind of understands it. They're like, hey, you need to work on your emotions and like control yourself a bit. But like, it's not like this weird thing that like, why in the world did you do that? It's like, there's a clear motive. You just come on and just start pathologically lying. It's like,
Like, it's only...
That's weird. Like, that's weird. That says weird, nothing but weird things about you.
I'd be interested to talk to Becca about this, where it's like, at what point in the process do you kind of stop thinking about the cameras? Because it's like, it does seem like in the beginning, everyone's a little bit tight-lipped and ready. And then, like, as the weeks go, they start to kind of lose it.
I bet, like, while they're in the hotels, they have cameras on them all the time. And they're just, so like, you just start to
kind of forget. And then if you're, like, stuck in a hotel for weeks and you haven't seen Michelle, and you start to just go crazy.
Uh-huh.
It's very weird.
Because think of all the bloopers they have.
Yeah. Endless.
They have all those bloopers, and they come from footage that doesn't even make it in. So, like, I think from the moment you arrive, it's like, boom, mic up, camera, here we go. And then they just, like, are sort of massaging you to get more used to it. So by the time they're rolling, everything is just, like, you know, you're not thinking about it.
I got you. Who's your favorite?
Of all the guys?
Yeah.
I like Olu a lot, and yeah. I guess I like Nate.
Yeah.
PJ was my favorite.
PJ was unbelievable. The swagger on that king.
What the fuck, dude?
Unbelievable. I cannot wait. There's just certain people that are cool and good looking enough to where it's like,
how do you not make it past episode 2? How do you not
just like survive?
What the fuck was it?
Just due to that. Man.
I really want to know. I'm like, I want to know what their conversation was like.
What their interactions were like.
When he found out that another dude pulled up in a fireman truck.
Yeah.
How much, did he get much time with her? Like, what was it? Like, what was the deal?
I don't know.
What was his time with the boys like? I want to know that.
I don't know. Not a lot, right? Couple episodes in.
Wow.
I think, I like Olu a lot, dude. He just seemed like the realest guy there. You know who, it's tough because you know who I also really like is...
he also cried a lot.
Yeah. You know, I really like, I'm spacing on his name, the guy who had to get naked and run through the... he got naked and he ran through the hotel.
Why do they make people get naked? For his date. Why do they do that? Why do they make people get naked? I don't understand that.
What's his name?
Why is that like a funny thing to do?
Rodney. I like Rodney. Rodney's like the shorter guy, kind of like football player looking dude. He's really great. He's like sweetheart, really nice, really like laughing at himself. Like he takes a joke really well. I don't think they'll make it, but like he's just one of those guys you root for. You know what I mean? Like he's a good guy. But I don't see how Nate or Joe doesn't get it done.
I don't see how they don't go to fantasy suites at least.
Yeah.
Question is, who's going to be that third person in fantasy suites?
Yeah, I'm kind of a hard time seeing that.
Same here.
I think Rick.
You think Rick's got it?
I think
it?
Rick. Rick's like the wild card.
No, dude, the football guy. What are we talking about?
What football
guy? The football guy. The football guy who becomes the next Bachelor.
Oh, you think he makes it
this
farther?
This is information we already know.
But they haven't, like, there's been not a lot of, like, action.
It's not
there.
How the show works, dude. They're just withholding information from
That's
us.
That's true.
But I think he's got a pretty good chance. But yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. I think Michelle's like pretty, I bet Michelle's pretty intimidating one-on-one.
She does seem intimidating. She seems really smart mm-hmm. and beautiful. And it's like, yeah. And she's kind of serious too. Like she's sweet and chill, but she's also kind of serious. And so I could see.
Yeah. And she's gorgeous.
Yeah. So she's like gorgeous, super smart. And like, doesn't play games.
No.
And so it's like, you got to be like a certain type to be able to handle that.
I think too. I think a lot of their game is being called into question. I think a lot of them are checking it.
Yeah.
You know?
I think guys are out of their depth. I think Michelle, more than anyone I've ever seen, is like exposing how out of the depth certain guys are.
Completely.
Like we're seeing clear, like, oh, the Nates and the Joes and the Rodneys and the Ricks are and the Olus are,
oh,
like,
we're seeing boys
are like there, and
men.
And then the other guys are like not even in the ballpark.
We're seeing boys and men.
Yeah. Big time.
That's the difference.
Well, I'm excited for next week. And
same.
We'll be back in 2 weeks to, I think we'll get a lot more action in the next couple weeks.
And look at, dude, all the support and requests for you guys wanting us every week is actually making a difference.
There might be some
there
news
might
coming
be
up.
Coming down, but if you keep up the support, just let them know. Do you want us every week? Do you not want us every week? What do you want us to talk about if we were to be here every week? Do you like the idea of Plug Some? Do you like the idea of Dear Bro?
Do you like the candy corner?
Send us a candy corner, where dude. Where we just eat candies? Mob candy. We probably shouldn't mob candy through the whole episode.
Probably lose our minds a little bit. Not too good for us.
It's so good.
It's so good.
I mean, well, I really
should we end it with some rocks?
Some rocks, here. Dude.
We love you, broads. We love you, bros. We love everybody. We will see you in
2 weeks.
We'll see you in 2 weeks. Chatty Bros out.
Chatty Broad.
Chat Bros. Chat soon. So gross. Bye.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.